This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden announced on social media on Sunday he's staying in office but dropping his re-election bid. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There's been a steady drumbeat of pressure from even friends and allies of President Biden in Congress who've called on him to step aside after the poor debate performance on June 27th. President Biden has endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. In his post, he writes he believes it's in the best interest of the party and the country for him to stand down. I'm Jackie Quinn.
VOA's White House Bureau Chief Betsy Wadakwasara has more on what happens next.
Almost all of the 3,896 delegates meeting at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago next month have pledged their votes to Biden, who won every primary contest in the country. But under DNC rules, that pledge can be changed. First in the line of presidential succession, Vice President Kamala Harris would be a logical choice. 58% of Democrats think Harris would make a good president, according to a new poll from AP NORC. But just 30% of Americans overall think she would. Patsy Wadakwasara, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Secret Service is now acknowledging it denied some requests by Republican Donald Trump's campaign for more security at his events. The acknowledgement comes about a week after the assassination attempt on Trump at a campaign rally. After the attack, the agency's chief spokesperson denied reports it had turned back Trump campaign requests for tighter security. But late on Saturday night, the Secret Service's chief spokesperson acknowledged some of the campaign's requests had been denied. This latest development will likely be a topic of discussion at a House hearing on Monday. The agency director is expected to appear.